Okay, so it says over in Rashi, we learned yesterday about the stones. There are three different, I want to review that Rashi from yesterday to discuss the three different types of stones that Rashi, okay, and Targum.
Rabbi,
yeah.
They didn't need to make the stones around Mount Sinai when they were receiving the...
No, there were no stones there. In Har Sinai, I'm not aware there were any stones. I mean, no, you had the Aseres Hadibrois, right. The Aseres Hadibrois were etched in the stone. That was only that Hashem. Hashem gave that to Moshe. That was from Shemayim. Moshe brought up stone, and Hashem wrote on the stones the Aseres Hadibrois.
So here is also we have to do a stone.
Yeah, it's interesting. Here there are stones, and these stones were taken out of the Yardin, and they were erected. It says Rashi over here says there were three different. But who chiseled the words onto the stones? Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. They wrote on these stones the Torah, and they also it says it was sadato oisam basid. They smeared the stones with lime, plaster. So there are three major differences. By Matan Torah, there were only Hashem is the one who wrote the text on the stones. That's clear. Hashem v'echtoif al haluchos. Hashem wrote what's on the stones. Number two, by Har Sinai, it only said on the stones the Aseres Hadibros. What was number three? But over here, these stones were written by and there was no plaster. There was no plaster. It doesn't say.
So in which order? First was the plastic applied and then chiseled, or was first chiseled and then plastic on the.
I think it seems from the Mefarshim that they put the plaster on top of the writing, to protect. They put the plaster on top, which basically means no one can see anything. I mean the whole thing, it's a very big mystery. I don't know. It's a very big mystery. This is a very big topic. What exactly is going on? Now, even this Rashi itself is very difficult. So I'm going to read it again over here. This Rashi we learned yesterday over here with this Sefer, because this Sefer explains everything very, very well. What exactly over here? Pshat Rashi. We learned yesterday. You pass the Yarden. Rashi says, when you pass the Yarden, when you're in the Yarden, b'yomahu v'hakimos l'cho av b'yarden. You're gonna go and you're gonna set up the stones in the Yarden. The achar kach toitz misham acheros. You're gonna take out other stones. The sivne mehen. You're gonna build from them mizbech har evil. Nim say sato emer shloisha mine avonim. You do three stones. Shteim esrei biyard 12 stones. Where does it say 12? Whoever said 12? Uchenegdon ba Gilgal. Whoever talked about Gilgal? How did Gilgal get into this topic? Uchenegdon ba har evil. Har evil. They use stones from mizbech. Not the Torah, okay. The Isa b'Mesech the Sota. Okay, so let me see. Over here, I have a sefer.
Because here indicates first set up the stones and then plaster them, and much later says write the word of Torah.
Right, exactly. So it's very confusing. 100. I don't. All right, so I don't know exactly what's going on. I really don't know. So let me see over here. I have over here a sefer. I'm going to read it to you. Over here, he explains the whole thing. Let me read you. You don't have this. I'll just read it and explain it. He writes here that right away, what is going on? He basically says, this is someone wrote this. This is a very popular sefer. It's called Rashi Kipshutai. It's very, very, it's a five-volume sefer. It's very, very popular. They give this to all the bar mitzvah boys. It became today a very popular, it's in Hebrew, it's only in Hebrew. But I don't know, somehow, for some reason, it became very popular. So it's popular, must be good. So let's see what it says. It says here, Mitzvah HaKamas HaAvonim Loi Nisparu Kan B'chol Perotech. We're missing all the details. All of the details of this story do not appear. V'Rash M'farish Kan Es HaKosov Toich Sofa Sapratim HaChaserim Bo. Rashi elaborates a little bit. Okay, so basically he's telling us that if you really want to understand what's going on here, you have to go to Sefer Yehoshua. in Sefer Yehoshua, Navi, it tells you the whole story in detail. So right away, that's worth a lot of money. Right away, that you want to know really where the story is presented. See, over here, Rashi says over here, the Masechta Sota. He's saying, no, don't go to the Gemara. Go to Sefer Yehoshua, when the Jewish people come into the land. And there it tells you, let's see. He says there, In the water. Okay, so first of all, it says you shall set up stones in the Yarden. Okay, so it seems over here that the stones that you set up in the Yarden, it doesn't say on those stones one word. Blank. These are blank, empty stones. There's nothing written on these stones. When they're going through the Yarden, they should take stones and make a monument. Now, I'm assuming the stones are very tall. They're going to be raised higher than the water. Right? Stones are probably going to be much, much higher than the water because they're putting the stones as a remembrance. There was a miracle that Hashem split the Yarden. Now, it doesn't really mean split the Yarden. It means that Hashem prevented the Yarden from coming down. Kriyas Yam Suf, Hashem split the waters. Split. By the Yarden, Hashem didn't split. The water was going downstream. And Hashem just held up the water. He held up the water and they could pass. And when they finished passing, then he let go and the water came crashing down and it continued to go. So it was only held up on one side. By the Yam, it split into two parts. Here, Hashem held the river from coming down. And when they were passing through, Hashem said, I want you to put there in the water, in the riverbed, to put their stones as a zecher, a remembrance, a monument. A monument that in this location a very great miracle occurred. Those stones were empty, blank. There's nothing written on those stones. Okay, that's the first thing. Then when it says over here, so we go back to the pasuk.
Period. Put a period here. In the Yarden. Then when it says that's not referring to these stones. That's referring to a different set of stones.
Explains. From the Yarden, more stones, avonim acheros, and the stones of Har Evil that you make a mizbeach, the oisam tosid basid, valeim. Tichtoiv es hadvarim, v'tizbach aleim shlomim, and sacrifice them. You show on them. You write these words, and v'tizbach aleim shlomim. Uchol hasedu amul lahalon beparish. This is very, very shocking. V'chein asu Yeshua k'mo shnemar oz yivne Yeshua mizbech l'Hashem behar evil. V'yichtov shom alu avonim eis mishnei atoyer Moshe. Uliachem mikan pirku es hamizbech. Ooh, look at that. V'yolichu es avonim el ha-gilgol, v'shom ikimu oisom shuv, v'zeo sh'omar v'yeshteim eshe ho-avonim ho-eile, asher lochu min ha-yardein, hekim Yeshua ba-gilgol. Ulfi ze nimseis ato oimer, ki shloish min ha-komos avonim ho-yu. Wow! Woohoo! He says over here, incredible, a lot of things, he adds in so many things, and there's no way in the world, you don't know what he's talking about over here, according to what he says over here. So number one, he says over here is, I never heard such things like this. The Mizbeach in Har Evil, they took 12 stones. Why 12 stones? I don't know. It doesn't say 12 stones. They took 12 stones out of the Yarden, they went to Evil, and they built a Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, they smeared the surface of the Mizbeach with Sid. Because in order to make, that's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, in order to make it smooth, and perfectly square, they smeared the 12 stones that they put together into a perfect square, because the Mizbeach, the halach is the Mizbeach has to be perfectly square. They made it perfectly square and they smeared it with Sid. And on top of the lime, they wrote on the Mizbeach the whole Torah. And get a load of this. And on that Mizbeach, they brought korbanos. That's a tremendous chiddush. Because you would think
that if you're going to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no writing on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is just stone. It's not white. They smear with lime. And they bring on the Mizbeach korbanos. So it says over here, the Mizbeach in Har Eval was a Mizbeach. They brought sacrifices, but etched into the walls of the wall of the Mizbeach was, they wrote Kol HaTorah Kula on the Mizbeach, and they brought Korbanos on this Mizbeach. Whoever heard of that? That's what it says over here. Then when they finished, they disassembled. They took that Mizbeach apart, and they transported it to Gilgal. That's where they built the Mishkan, and they re-erected this Mizbeach, which had written on its walls the entire Torah, and it stayed there in Gilgal for a very long time. So there are only two structures. It's just that they first made this Mizbeach in Eval, and later they transported it to Gilgal.
That's what it says over here. Then he said, then the atom of Kishloisha mini hakomos avon. Now, when it says in Rashi, there were three, it means three times did they erect. They first put up stones in the yard, in empty stones. Then they put up stones in Avol, and they wrote and they plastered it with Sid, and they brought korbanos. And when they finished, they took it apart. And then they took those very stones, they brought them to Gilgal, and they erected them once again. Nim says Adai Merki Shloisha Min. He is a word here. Hakomois Avonimoy. Shtei Mesher Avonim Gedolos Besuch Hayarden. Chunegdon Hayitzi Avonim Nesavus Min Hayarden. Nesamolch Vikim Lubesol Begilgal. Chunegdon Hakim Har Evil. Kolmar Nim says Avonim Lubesol Min Hayarden. Oysamolch Vikim Lubesoif. He writes at the very end they brought it to Gilgal. But uchenegdon ke oisay mispar avonim hekimu b'har eval ubonim mehem izbeach lefnei shehoi licham legilgal ke deisam mesechta saita. Unbelievable. This opens up a whole new world. A whole new world. Right away off the bat, I'll tell you, this now can be the makar. The makar of a matzeva, why we write on a matzeva a nusach. When people die, there's a matzeva. And what are they writing? They write a whole pshatl. You know, it depends for who. And why? Where does that come from? Where does it come to put text, etch into the matzeva? So you can say like this, because what did they write on the stones? They wrote the Torah. Every person in their life is writing a Torah. All of his good deeds. What do people write on the matzeva? They write on the matzeva a person's good deeds. He did this, he did this. They write about the person. They write about the person. When you put up a matzeva, it's no different than in Gilgal, they put up a Mizbeach made of stone, and on the stone, the Mizbeach was Kol HaTorah Kula. Every person, he writes for himself his own Sefer Torah. His own Sefer Torah means he writes his own Matzeva. All the good deeds a person does will eventually, and it depends by who, all right, that's already a drush. Let's go back. I want to go back and read the Rashi. Go back and read the Rashi. It's an amazing thing that says over here. Amazing how he ties the Pshat and the Pasuk. Go back to the Rashi. V'hoya. V'hoya b'yamachu tavu yosayadin el-aritz asher shem l'chnosim l'cho v'hakim moysa l'cho. I'll do the Pesukim first. V'hakim moysa will be on that day. You'll pass the Yardin. El-aritz asher shem l'chnosim l'cho. V'hakim moysa l'cho avonim gidolites. Period. You shall set up in the Yarden large stones as a monument. Period. And then, one second here. This is so annoying. And then, after you do that, you take more stones, take them with you, and v'sadeto oisam basid, smear them with lime. So like you were saying, Ablazer, that they should be now of a surface upon which you can write. Because you cannot write directly on raw stone. You have to first make it smooth. You have to make it into a surface upon which you can write. So now take more stones. V'sadeto oisam, doesn't say this in the pasuk. And also, there's no period, there's no seif posuk. It's like a run on, it runs into the next sentence. V'sadeto oisam basid, you shall take more stones, and the other stones you shall apply lime or some plaster, and upon those stones, v'chosavto alehen, it's called divrei haTorah hazos b'ovrecha, Leman, so that Asher Yitovo Yel Oretz Asher Hashem Lukach Nosim Lucha Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash Kasher Dibi Hashem Lukach Lach. I'm not finished yet. And then the stones upon which you wrote Kol Torah Kulu Vohi Baruch Hosei Yarden Tokinu Es Avad Moela. You shall put them up Asher Nochem Mitzav Eschem Hayim Bahar Evel. Now, he doesn't explain this. He doesn't explain this, why it says again, Visadato isam basid. It doesn't explain that Rashi. Over here he's saying that this visadato isam basid is the same visadato isam basid in this pasuk. It's the same thing. Very unusual. And with those.
That's what they explain. First, take the stones, plaster them, write, and put plaster
on top of it.
Like we do.
On top of it.
We take a skin. Right, and then we cover with the mantle.
Okay, so he's saying over here that the Sadat Masin is a second layer of plaster.
Yes.
A second layer of plaster on top of it.
Right.
And then take those stones which you wrote on and use those stones, Uvonisa Shom Mizbeach, Lashem Lokecha, a Mizbach Avonim, Loisir Valen Barzel. Avonim Shlemos, and he's talking about the stones that you take out of the Yarden. Now he's going back to the stones. And then on those stones, and those stones that you made into a mizbeach, which first you put lime, then you wrote, then you covered it with lime.
Right.
On those stones, you're now going to offer sacrifices. You can offer sacrifices.
Yes. That's actually how the Safaria translated, if you read carefully.
You must build an altar to God on hewn stones, you shall offer on it, and it's the same stones. It's the same stones. V'alis olav oilois l'Hashem elokecha, v'zavachta shlamim, v'yachalta sham, v'samachta l'snei Hashem elokecha. V'chosavta, and it's now going back. And there's a lot of repetition here. There's too much repetition. V'chosavta alavadma, it's called divrei haTorah be'erhetev. There's way too much repetition. I'm going to read it again what it says over here. It's very difficult. What's going on over here? And when you go and read Rashi, I'll go back and read that Rashi. There's only one Rashi. It's very, very, I never saw such, I don't think in the whole, we never had something so complicated like this. Rashi, V'akimois l'cha b'yardin, period. V'achar kach toitzim yusham achei rois. And on those other stones, v'sivne mehen mizbech mahar evo. And on those stones, you first can apply lime. You're going to write, you're going to cover with lime, and those stones are going to be the Mizbeach. Nim says ato eber shalosh mini avonim. So he says, when Rashi shalosh mini means shloisha mini avonim of hakoma, because two are the same. After you build the Mizbeach in Evel, you're going to disassemble it, take it apart, bring it to Gilgal, and permanently set it up over there. Shtei mesher biyardin, two in the yardin. I'm sorry. 12 in the Yardin. They put up 12 stones in the Yardin as a memorial. Uchenegdon beGilgal. What does that mean? And then they took 12 stones that at the very, very end came to its resting place in Gilgal. But before it got to Gilgal, Uchenegdon Bahar Evel, they first made a Mizbech in Har Evel with those 12 stones upon which they wrote Kol HaTorah Kula, Kenizim Sech Lesota. To me, this doesn't make any sense. this whole thing over here is totally way out. But that's what it says. Let me read one more time. I'm going to read you what it says over here one more time. This is like really way out. It's really not. You have WhatsApp? You have WhatsApp? Rabbi Lazer, do you have WhatsApp on you? Your phone?
Yeah.
So you have WhatsApp? So I'm gonna send you this. I'm gonna take a picture and send it to you. I'll put on the call. Okay, on the colo.
Yeah, okay.
On the colo. So let's read. Okay, I'll show you. I'll read. Look at the first picture. V'achim mois l'cha, mitzvah sakamas avanim, loy nisvar kan b'chol perotech. It's not explained. No one either. V'rashi b'farish kan es hakos of teich chaysofas hapratim hachaserim bo. Rashi adds in a few details. Al pi hamavur b'harchova b'sefer Yehoshua. The way it says it in Sefer Yehoshua. Okay, what does it say there? You will set up large stones. So Rashi, he says, Eshavonim halalu tokimu bayardein atzmoi. These stones that you...
Bayardein is...
In the Yarden itself. In the Yarden itself. Okay, you put these stones in the Yarden itself. Besoich mehanor. You put up stones in the middle of the river. As they're passing through the river, you put up 12, does it? You put up stones in the center. Lezichroin hanes, a remembrance of the miracle shenifku'u mehayardin. That's one thing. You put up stones right smack in the middle as a zecher for the miracle. Now, that's it. It's over. The pasuk really is over. Ah, but it says there are three more words in the pasuk. V'sadito isam basid. So he says... And what it says now, Umash Nemar Behemshach Pasik Visadito Isam Basid Vichosavto Alim, and the next Pasik, Ein Hamiduba Boisno Avonim Shatokin Bayardin. That's a new topic. That's not discussing the stones that you put in the Yardin. We're done with that. We're finished. Totally finished. You cross the Yardin. While you're crossing the Yardin, put up stones in the middle of the Yardin as a memorial for the miracle. Done. Now, get out of the Yarden. As you leave the Yarden, not necessarily, when you leave the Yarden, get new stones, brand new stones, fresh stones, and take these stones and smear it with lime. Ein amadu b'kabiyos navodim shetkim b'miyodin, el kach oim rakosif, v'achar kach, afterwards, toitze misham, from the Yarden, you take from the Yarden, avonim acherois, new stones. And the new stones that you take out, build an altar in Evel. And those new stones which you use to make a mizbeach, those new stones, tosid basid. You shall go and smear with plaster. And after you put the plaster on those stones, tichtoiv es hadvarim, you should write the whole Torah on the Mizbeach. You're going to write the whole Torah on the Mizbeach, and on this Mizbeach, v'tizbach aleihem shlamim. And on this Mizbeach, upon which you got the stones for the Mizbeach from the Yarden, that's the source of the stones, and now it's located in Avil, and you're going to write, you're going to first smear it with plaster, you're going to write on it all the whole Torah, everything that it says. Okay, now we go to the next picture. The next picture. V'chein also Yoshua, k'mo shenemar. Like it says, Oz yivne Yoshua mizbech la'Hashem behar Evel. Vayichtov sham al huavonim es mishnei toras Moshe. He wrote the Torah. Now notice it says mishnei toras Moshe. That sounds like he wrote on the stones chumash devarim. Right? Mishneh Torah. It sounds like he wrote on those stones. On those stones he wrote Chumash Devarim. Then it says over here, Ula achar mikain, afterwards, Pirku es ha-mizbeach, they disassembled the Mizbeach. They took it apart. They took apart the Mizbeach. The Hoylichoi, and they transported the stones of the Mizbeach, they disassembled. Eswavonim El HaGilgal. They brought it to Gilgal. That was the place where they encamped for 14 years. Klal Yisrael remained there for 14 years when they conquered the land and when they divided the land. Visham there Hekimu Oisam Shuv. They put them back together. Vizel Shenemar. It says in Sefer Yoshua, the Eshteim Eshre Hoavonim Hoele. Asher lochu min ha-yardein, hekim Yoshua ba-Gilgal. Which means, they took 12 stones from the Yarden, they put Sid, they wrote the Torah, they made a Mizbeach in Avol, and then they brought sacrifices, and then they took them apart, and brought those same 12 stones back to Gilgal, and they reassembled the Mizbeach. Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And they reassembled. And now he explains Rashi. Ulufize nimseis ato oimer. It comes out. Kishaloisha mine hakomois avonim hayu. Three times did Klal Yisrael put up stones. Number one, shteim esra avonim hagedolois besoch hayardein. That was the first stones. And those stones was for the purpose of a memorial in the Yarden, uchenegdon kloimar kemispor hazeh. When he says rat, he says kenegdon. It doesn't mean. It means the same number of stones. Hoytziu avonim loisofes mina Yarden. Oysam those stones. Hoylichoy veikimoy lebesoif. We're going out of order now. At the very, very end, those stones will one day be put in Gilgal lebesoif. Ba-Gilgal. Uchenegdon, ke-oysoy mispar. Okay, go to the next page, the next copy. Uchenegdon, avonim, hekimu bahar evol, uvanu mehem mizbeach, lifnei shohoy lichum la-Gilgal. Okay, so, this whole thing over here is like way out. How he's learning Pshat in the Pasuk, and he's reading Rashi, He's like totally learning Pshat in the Pasuk in an extreme way. Okay, I'll look at the Pasuk one more time. See, this person who wrote the Sefer, he wrote another Sefer.
Doesn't he address, to whom is addressed this? To the Kohanim, to the Levim, or to the...
Whole Klal Yisrael. It's addressed to the whole Klal Yisrael, it's addressed to.
So, how they will select 12 stones?
Who it doesn't say, I guess doesn't say. Vayitzah Moshe the Zignei Yisrael Lesa'am, the Moshe and the Zignei Yisrael, they commanded the people, Lamar, Shamar Gar, Es Kol HaMitzvah. Now, that we learned yesterday. What is this going on? What is this pasuk, a general pasuk, or is this pasuk an introduction to guard the following mitzvah? Asher Nochi Mitzvah Veschom Hayom. That was yesterday. But you read the Zignei Yisrael, that was the discussion. Yeah.
That's what you applied.
Right. We discussed that yesterday. But that's only, that's one opinion. But in any event, it doesn't say who, anyone. It says that whoever the leader is, Yoshua is the leader, he's, it's his job. On that day, you have to put up stones in the Yarden, Gidolois, period. Done. Period. Really, there should be a Seif Pasuk. And then now, you have to read everything backwards. You have to go take more stones. Doesn't say this, really. You have to read everything backwards. Go find more stones and take more stones out of the Yarden, bring it to Avol, and when you get to Avol, v'sadeto is sambasid, and then v'chosavto alein is called divrei haTorah hazois, and according to Rashi, it means you have to write, according to the same, write Mishneh Torah, b'avrecha, after you come to Avol, l'man asher tovo yel ha'aretz asher Hashem l'kecha nosel l'chayret zavaz chol l'vashka asher divrei Hashem l'kecha v'sach l'och. And now you're going back. Where? Where are you going to put up those stones which you cover with Sid and you write the Torah? In Avol. And now again it says, V'sadatoi sambasid. So the question is this V'sadatoi sambasid the same exact one as before? And it's telling you to put the Sid underneath the writing? Or you're suggesting to do it twice. First, you do it on the stone. Then you write, and then you do it on top. Or maybe just the opposite. Maybe you write on the raw stone, and you put the Sid once on top of the writing. I don't know. Because over here it says, V'chosavta, and then it says V'sadata. Before it said V'sadata, and then it says V'chosavta. So what does it mean? Does it mean first Sid, then write, and then Sid again? Or maybe it means it's the same. These two expressions are really the same. So it means first write, and then Sid. Or maybe first Sid, and then write. Or both. I don't know. Gotta go look at all the Mefarshim, see what they say. And then it says, what do you do with the stones? It doesn't say that you use the stones. That's what it says over in the Sefer. That it says, use the stones to build the Mizbeach. Now, what kind of stones? The stones they take out of the desert. And then again it repeats itself. Now we're going backwards. It's very, very strange. And Rashi, you're really forcing Rashi's hand when they weigh Taitrashi, Bayardain, the Achar Kach, Taitim Shamacheris, Vitivim Mizbech Bahar Evil, Nimzato Aimer, Shloisha Mini Avonim Hoyu. No, it's not true. There were only two stones. There were stones in the Yardain, and there were stones that they made the Mizbech in Evil, which they later transported to Gilgal. So what does Rashi say the word Shloisha? So he says over there, Shloisha, three times, they put up stones. They put up stones in the Yarden, they put up stones in Avel, and then those very stones that they put up in Avel, they took apart, and they put them up again in Gilgal. So when it says Shloisha, means three times that they put up.
Rabbi,
yeah.
If I apply technologically, like methodic, like you do six, it seems to me like you do a stem. First, you take the stone, the base. You put on it pitch. You write a text. You chisel in the text, and then you fill in. And then when you take apart, the fill-in will be a stamp. Next time you come, you erect the stones. Then that's what it says. They erect the stones in Gilgal. They smeared on them the pitch. And then the outer layer of the whatever was there in on the mountain, they pressed in and they have now a text. I would see like this, like with a stamp. Stamped
So you said that if in the future everyone have the words of the Torah, so the Sadeh Bas Sid means it was a stamp.
Yes. The second, the smearing on the writing.
It was so when it says v'chasavta, it doesn't mean ink, it means to etch. They etched into the stone. Look, when Hashem...
They didn't have ink.
They're not ink.
They cannot do ink on stone.
So the ksiva means you chisel into the stone. Now v'sata basin is going to be like a stamp, which you can then use to transport the words elsewhere, to study them.
Yeah, and when they came to Gilgal, they erected this and they pitched it, and then they wrote again on it, which is, they didn't chisel again. They just used on the raw pitch the stamp. I would, if I practice, that would be...
You're saying the Mepharshim, they do say something like that. This is a tremendous chiddush. Let me go see if they have the sefer. Let me see if they have the sefer over here. This sefer, you see this, the sefer that I use? It's called Pshuta. So he made another sefer. Another sefer is the Mikra.
Uh-huh.
It's to read the Pasek. The Mikra Kipshutai. How to read the Pesukim.
Pray.
The same author, how to read the Pesukim. He explains how to read the Pasek. Let me see if they have it. Very quickly, let's see if they have it here. No, they don't have it here. All right, it's very, very interesting. This needs a lot more explanation, this whole concept here. What's going on over here? I don't remember something so vague. So vague, which spans so many psukim. Extremely, extremely vague. All right, let's have one more pasuk. Vayidav Moshe v'Akhanim alim al kol Yisrael lemer haskes harken. Haskes is a very hard word to translate. Haskes, to listen. Haskes u'shema. Two words which mean the same thing. Haskes to harken u'shema Yisrael hayom hazen yeis l'am l'Hashem Elokecha. Today, you have become a people to Hashem Elokecha. Now what does this mean over here? So Rashi on this pasuk says, haskes kitar gumay. Woohoo! Look at the tower again. Okay, one more. Hayom azen yeslo b'chol yom yuveinecha ki ilu hayom basa imay babris. Every day you should look at the Torah as if today is the first day. Today is the day which you came to Hashem b'bris. Let's see Targum where it says, Umalil Moshe v'chihan, Umalil Moshe v'chohanaya levoe, the kohanim levim l'chol yishol l'meymar, atzeis. What does that word mean? Atzeis. We'll have to see. Ushma Yisrael, Yoimo Hodein Havesel Yamo, you are a nation, Kodom Hashem Elokach. Okay, so here, in this Sefer, it's going to tell us what the word Atzeis means.
Atzeis.
I turn now to Parshas Kisavon, Perek 27, 279 Haskes. Okay, and it says over here in Pasuk 9, Atzeis, L'shoin Hazana Ushmiya, Hazinu Hashamayim, Targumay Atzisu Shemaya. Okay, this, it says Hazinu Hashamayim V'Adabera. So there it says Hazinu means to listen, Hazinu, Oizen, an ear. And there the Targum translates the word Hazinu the same way he translates it over here. Here he translates what Haskes means to listen. Haskes means, it means Atzeis. Exactly the way he translates the word Hazinu. Okay, fine. Al b'gemor yesh letzayetz hoyro shel kabolas morus Wow. This was good. It was kedai just for this. Understand. Okay. He says we have three perushim. One perushim means hazid means to listen. Just like hazinu hashman v'tzaisu. Then he says what it says in the Gemara, lo tzoyes dina. This applies today. This is a very big topic. This is a very, very nasty type of thing. If a person today goes to Beis Din, let's say I have a complaint. So I go to a Beis Din, I go to the halacha lemaisa, practical law today. Someone did something to me. I go to the RCA Beis Din. I make an appointment and I tell them I have a complaint. And I show the Beis Din evidence that this person owes me money and he doesn't want to pay me. So the Beis Din, they write a letter, and the letter is to the person that I have a complaint against, that this person should come to court to discuss this. To come, and the letter is not to a Din Torah. The letter is just basically to get the process going, to have a conversation with the person and to set up the beginning of a Din Torah, which basically means together they have to decide on a Beis Din. You should never go to summon a person to the court that you want to hear your case. If you want to use the RCA as the Beis Din that's going to decide the halacha, so you don't go to the RCA Beis Din in the beginning to go to court. Because the first court sets up another court. And each one has to select a judge. I like this judge, like that judge, and then we can make a compromise on the third judge. So you go to a local court, they write a letter, they listen to that evidence, a real court, that I'm not just saying Narishkeit, not to waste the guy's time. And then, okay, you have evidence. Okay, now we call up the guy, we send a letter. He has to come and appear, make an appointment on this day, this time, to basically to proceed, to set up a court where you will go for a Din Torah. You'll agree to who will be the judges, you'll be this judge. So what happens if the guy doesn't show up? He does no show. So Beis Din writes a second letter. If he doesn't show up a second time, they write a third letter. If he doesn't show up a third time, then Beis Din publicly issues what's called Lo Tzoyes Dina. It's the name of a letter. He does not obey the law. And that carries weight today, even today. Even today, if a person is on record that Beis Din wrote Lo Tzoyes Dina, he cannot take another person to a Din Torah. Anytime someone has a complaint against him, basically, he automatically loses. Automatically. It's a very severe thing. And there are people, there are some famous cases. People know, I don't want to go say all the Lashon Hara. There are some very famous stories in this community, in Flatbush, about people who took someone to a Din Torah and they refused to show up. And they wrote on this person, their Lo Tzoyes Dina. It's a terrible thing. It's a very terrible thing for a person. What happens? You have a complaint, you go to Beis Din. So what do? So Beis Din says, go to court. Just a formality. A guy goes to Beis Din, they say, he has a complaint. What do you want to go do? You want to go to court? You want to go to court? To a Beis Din, or you want to go to the secular court? So the guy says, listen, a local court a Jewish court can't deal with this. You're right. So we give you permission, you go to secular court. But you have to go through the step. And if the guy doesn't show their cheretz for the Rabbanim, they write on him a Lo Tzoyes Dina, and that's a terrible thing. It ruins the shidduchim.
Let's see, you mentioned Flatbush. Only in Flatbush, I don't hold from this rabbi.
So it doesn't make a difference. There's no judgment. If
yeah,
this,
I understand, but he says, oh, that's,
he's not, no, it's not a rabbi. You have to, it's a court. You have to go. You have to go to a bezdin.
I don't call from this.
From
court.
This court, you can't. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's halacha. If these are three Orthodox Jews who have a bezdin, it's an established bezdin. I mean, obviously, he's saying, you know, I don't hold from this court. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe people will laugh it off. But let's say a person goes to the RCA today. The RCA, they're an established court. They're not jokers. These are real. This is real. This has been around for a long time, and they deal with big issues. And the bez, and they go and they send the guy a letter. They send it with a messenger to hand deliver it. And he looks and he just rips it up, goes in the garbage. And then they do this three times. Then the RCA writes about this person. That's the halacha. They write about him a document, and they make it public knowledge. Lo tsoyes dina. This guy is in a lot of trouble. He has a lot of trouble. There are different halachas that apply to him. He really, it's a very foolish thing not to respond to a summons. The summons is nothing. You go to the court, and you say, you'll tell the court, I don't hold of you good people. Okay, good. We don't expect you to hold of us. We're not. You have to go set up a date, set up a decide on who's gonna hear your case. Which court do you want to go to? You want to go to a court in Flatbush, court in Bar Park, court in Lakewood. There are a lot of bati dinim. You know, it's a big business today. This is a very big business. And you know what? If you don't want to go to a Jewish court, you can go to a secular court. But yeah, we have to give you permission. We have to give you permission to do that. And if you skip this step, grois tzaris, to skip this step of not responding to a person's complaint. If a person has a legitimate complaint, and they show it to three people who are a bezdin, and these are rabbanim, and they see that there's something to talk about, and they send a letter to this fellow, come, let's talk about this. You have to come. So if the person doesn't come, they write it down called lo tsoyes dina. What does the word tsoyes mean in the Gemara when the Gemara says lo tsoyes? You refuse to accept the authority. It's not, doesn't just mean to listen. You refuse to humble yourself to the court. You refuse to show respect. It doesn't just mean to listen. You refuse to accept the authority of a bezdin. So here when it says haskes, Targum says what haskes means, atzes. This is the same word in the Gemara where the Gemara says there's a document called lo tsoyes dina. And in the context of the Gemara, lo tsoyes dina, it doesn't mean he doesn't listen to the law. It means much more than that. He doesn't humble himself to an authority. So here it means haskes, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Be submissive to a higher authority. And listen, Yisrael. It's unbelievable. The Targum over here, he gives a...
The rabbi, the Sefaria doesn't say, listen, hear. But what you will say, register, do.
Take heed.
Listening and hearing is a difference.
Okay, so the Sefaria, it's not... There are many perushim. In this Sefer,
yeah.
He says, what is the word? That's what he does here. He looks at the Targum and he says, what does this word mean? What is the meaning of the word tsoyes? That's what he does for a living, the Sefer. And he says, the Targum says the word atzeis. What does it mean? So he says, I'll tell you three perushim. Number one, the word atzeis is the same word that the Targum uses to translate the word ha'azinu. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'ada beira, which means listen. Now the problem is, if it means listen, so what's the difference between the word haskes u'shema? What is the difference? It says two words in the pasuk, haskes u'shema. What's the difference? Shema means listen. So what's haskes? Listen, hazinu, what's the difference? He has another perush, which is not for now, but then he says, I'll tell you another pshat. Go to the Gemara. The Gemara says,
there's a document called Lo Tzoyes Dina. The word Lo Tzoyes is the same word as Atzeis. And when the Gemara uses the word Tzoyes in that context, it means you don't humble yourself before a higher authority. And therefore, we now have a new translation. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Humble yourself before an authority. Which authority? Hashem, Bezdin, Moshe. And listen. It doesn't just mean listen. It means humble yourself. That's a very nice pshat. Targum is not just translating. You know, Targum is giving you a very precise translation. Rashi is silent. No, he's not silent. Adarabah. This makes it beautiful. Haskes ki targumai. Rashi is saying, finally, Targum, you got something right. You finally said yes. Something that makes sense. To all this time.
That's your
shot. Why does Rashi have to say Kitarguma? Rashi doesn't say Kitarguma. Rashi is writing a sefer on Targum. Rashi, when he's giving him a compliment. Over here, you said something different. And you said very good. You said, tzoyes, loy tzoyes dina. Humble yourself. Rashi, this is the way Rashi gives a compliment. Ki targumai, the translation of askes means exactly, he hit the nail on the head. Tzoyes, it doesn't just mean to listen. It means much more than that. Humble yourself before an authority. All right, we're going to stop here. And ladies, it's very, very chashit to learn with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very
Thank
much.
You. The gap that they were thrown out. A few times they wanted to come in and there was the disconnect.
I know, I saw. All right, whatever, okay.
Okay, good night.
Okay, all the best. Be well. Thank you very, very much. Be well. Take care. All the best. Take care. Some of you knew.
Let me just ask you this. What safeguards, when you were at Facebook, what safeguards were in place to protect Americans from having their speech censored or having government censors like this access personal information?
So during my time there, the company was, my experience, the company was more reluctant to take down speech and very careful about trying to remove content. I also don't think the company studied the content on the platform as heavily as you would like.
You don't think that so they didn't do things like they were not like what they were doing later when they were looking at particular private Instagram accounts and removing them at the behest of the White House. You're saying that didn't happen while you were there?
That's not a scenario that I ran across. It's hard for me to comment on a COVID pandemic response, which I think a lot of things were outside of the
norm. I'll just say this. I find it hard to believe that suddenly Facebook became an entirely different entity and was interfacing with the United States government in an entirely different way only when COVID happened. I mean, maybe, but I doubt it.
Recording in progress.